What a discussion regarding the job seeker payment, which drops back to what it used to be before the pandemic next week. So in March.
Oh,
Hashtag sorry. Oh my gosh, March isn't it?
March next week.
I'm not really surprised.
Yeah.
This year's already flying. There was a bit of a revelation released this morning about the top 10 places in Queensland where there are very high numbers of people who are fit to work who are not working.
And I actually
think this is just a little better way of discussing things as opposed to people doing the whole, oh, dole bludgers, everyone on the dole is totally fine and able to get a job. Oh, I hope dole bludgers.
Yes,
in the
same way we call them director of first impressions rather than a receptionist.
The criteria they've done to measure this time to say you are fit for a job means you are single, have no children, so no dependents in general, and no medical conditions preventing you from working.
That's a much nicer way. Yes, yeah. I can swallow that.
I remember those times too. I was at uni and had a job pulling beers, all sorts of stuff I did for work.
Could still only afford to eat 2 minute noodles, but hey, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd have a spare $10. No, I'm legit. I had to cover everything. I didn't get any support. So my friends loved buying cheap drinks, you know, for the weekend and uni students.
I never
drank alcohol because it was very expensive.
Couldn't afford
it. But as you know, I didn't need it anyway. People imagined I was drinking and I was just naturally high and silly.
Yeah. Well, ironically, now you're paying for it.
Yeah, I am now. Now I buy alcohol. But yeah, I mean, I would be scratching $10 left over after everything was paid. But hey, those are the days in the early noughties, late 90s.
Good times.
But it was interesting because we were just having that chat off air about the whole notion of dole bludgers.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The way people discuss it.
It's tough trying to get a job. Like, look, if you...
Yeah, but it's interesting because to me it smacks of resentment. It's like people who actually have qualifications, who work hard and have a good income and have a good life, resent people sitting on this crappy government money, which doesn't give you future prospects, which doesn't keep you busy.
In fact...
Which doesn't give you a purpose in life. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
It's not rainbows and lollipops. I kind of understand. I'm not jealous of them at all.
And the prospects end in a week. That's it. There's no more after that.
It's not a long-term decision, you know.
Oh,
but anyway, what I wanted to share is where does Central Queensland...
Oh, we've got to be high on that list,
surely. ...and our various towns, where do we sit in the top 10 of Queensland? Well,
number one
for people who are actually fit for a job, but they're much fitter in the surf, is the Gold Coast.
Okay.
So that's where most job seekers are living.
Mm.
I know a few. Logan and Beaudesert comes in at number two.
Okay,
Cairns, number three.
Oh, yes.
Ipswich, Brisbane, inner city, Brisbane South, Sunshine Coast. Oh, so much surfing happening. So much fun. Any jellyfish around? Wide Bay.
Mm.
Townsville.
Yes.
Moreton Bay North.
Where's Central Queensland?
Hurrah!
We didn't make the list.
No.
Yeah!
We rock, baby. Fit for a job. We got jobs.
We're looking good. We're looking good, CQ. Not looking good enough to go for a surf all day, but still...
I know, right?
...looking good.
ScoMo's paying you to get fit and ride waves, baby. Yo, dude.
And isn't that a weird feeling when you're excited that you haven't made the list for something?
Good morning, who's this?
That's Bruce from Calliope, mate. How you going?
Not too bad. What was the wicked old brew back in the day for you?
You young people probably wouldn't even remember this or know what it is. We used to drink blackberry nip.
Ew, what's that? Sounds nasty.
It was a deep and nasty wine.
Ew.
And the other one was Fruity Alexia.
I remember that.
Yeah.
We had the Fruity Alexia.
It's funny. I was drinking these nasty red beer, big bear things or whatever they were, when I was like, say, 20. Whereas I've got friends who, when they were 20, they couldn't even stand a taste of wine. Like, I was the same. Like, my palate wasn't really keen on those flavours, except that's what I'm on now.
Yeah.
Well, It was alcohol. That was the only thing.
Yeah, you just did. Yeah, righto.
It tasted like swamp water. But it did the job. I don't drink that shit anymore.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.